Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Things started well on the Sunday, the ground was quite good, but then from Monday on, the rain was really incessant on Monday and turned things very testing for everybody involved. But fair play to all the lads down there and the committee down there, they're able to keep racing 7 days a week, and it's been a very successful meeting. Great to see Snow Falcon winning the Kerry National at half on Wednesday. Good win for Noel Mead. He was very unlucky to have the ground plate when he finished fourth. He got badly interfered with early on and came home strongly, but it was great to see him win. And for young jockey Jonathan Moore, who took advantage on first the absence of Sean Flanagan, the stable jockey, to give the horse a very good ride. But it's been a very successful weekend, so as it always is, thousands have been up, and despite the conditions, they're going to finish again tomorrow on an eight-race car, which starts at 1:45 on National Hunt, and should be another good day's racing.
Yeah, and just in terms of Listowel as well, a big win, of course, for Cork jockey Dara O'Keefe, who we're going to talk to shortly, but that was a great performance from Bally O'Sheen.
Yes, I don't know Darragh too well, but I have to say he's really impressed with his few rides he's had this year. He's done very, very well, and that was a very good performance of Bally O'Sheen. Strongly challenged there by Paul Townend from the last hurdle, but didn't flinch anyway. He's always been a very good horse, Bally O'Sheen. He's nicely handicapped over hurdles. He only ran a few times over hurdles a few years ago, but better known as Chase, which rated about 150 over fences. But he's always been a classy animal, and even though the soft ground would have been not totally in his favour yesterday, he put up a fine performance. And the way he won, I wouldn't be surprised seeing him over hurdles for the time being, and maybe get another big pot. He's a very talented horse, that Bally O'Sheen. But fair play to Dara, took a big opportunity there with both hands, and certainly his name we'll hear a lot more about.
Yeah, exactly. And there we're going to stay with Listowel Merton, of course, because it's not over yet, of course. Is it eight races, you said, down for decision tomorrow, 1:45 yeah. Start?
Yes, absolutely, and I suppose the Willie Mullins stable have a couple of strong chances during the course of the afternoon. The opening race, a horse called Panther Soul, he bought this one off Andy Oliver, who made in the Dundalk last October, actually, so he's given him plenty of time, and with Paul Townend up, he's having his first run over hurdles. I'd imagine he'd be probably favourite here. The one maybe to beat would be Randall, your poet, who ran a good race when third in the Lartige hurdle at Listowel last Tuesday. He's a bit of a frustrating horse, Randall, your poet. He's done more than enough to suggest he can win a race over hurdles, and Spice seems to the maiden, and he obviously has a good chance here, but Panther Soul, I suppose, will be well expected to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if Randall Report put it right up to him. Later on the card then, I think Woody has a great chance with a horse called Aramon in the second race at 2:20, won a nice novice hurdle at Quebec, and it's a German import, and looked at a decent horse, although Joseph Bryan's triplicate put up a couple of nice performances. He won well at the Galway Festival over hurdles after a bit of a break, and I think the form of that race actually worked out well, and the second horse won on the flat at Listowel during the week, but certainly Woody has a couple of good chances. Also later in the card, the 5:15, Robin Foray and Cap Dubois, they are both big chances in the 5:15. I think Cap Dubois might be the one that could win there. And also, even in the last race, he's got a horse called Sancta Simona, who was a good winner last time out of Killarney, and will be expected to send the punters home very happy.
Yeah, that's great stuff. So that's the action in Listowel on Saturday. And looking ahead to the big, I suppose, double fixture Champions Weekend. This has been a great success over the last couple of years, Martin.
Has indeed. It's been really, really fantastic, I have to say. Now we've 6 Group 1 races now over the course of 2 days. 4 to occur on Sunday for the first time ever, 4 Group 1 races on the one day in Ireland. And Leopardstown tomorrow, of course, then we've got 2 possible stars the whole season. I think certainly up to now, Alpha Centauri in the Matron Stakes for Jessica Harrington has been the star of the season, certainly in Ireland. And a horse called Roaring Nine then in the Quipco Irish Champion Stakes for John Godson and Oisin Murphy coming back. Oisin, of course, a Kerry man himself, and coming back here to hopefully win the Champion Stakes. He's a very good horse, Roaring Nine. He's going to start favourite for the race. He's been fairly busy this season, I have to say. He put up a fine performance early on in the year. He ran well in the English 2000 games behind Saxon Warrior. Of course, he meets again tomorrow. Then he ran a good race, finished third in the Epsom Derby. Didn't seem to get home the last furlong and a half. And wisely, they dropped him back to win the Eclipse Stakes at Sandown, where he just got the better of Saxon Warrior in a bit of a thrilling finish. Last time, though, he's much more decisive in, and he put up probably his best performance to date when winning the Judmont International Stakes at York by a comfortable 3 lengths. Saxon Warrior was only back and forth on that occasion. And you have to say, on unknown form, it looks like Roaring Line should win tomorrow. Now, a couple of interesting ones in it. The French Derby winner, Pascal Barry's Study of Man, certainly will have to be respected. He didn't run all that well last time, but he was a good winner of the French Derby in early June, and he you'd have to respect him. But William Haggis has had a good season here in Ireland with Sea of Class and a couple of horses he sent over. He saddles a horse called Adeib, who was yet to really taste a Group 1 company, but he has been fairly impressive this year. He won the English Lincoln very easily and then stepped up to win a group race at Sandown after that. His last run, the ground was probably a bit quick for him in the Lochan Stakes at Newbury in May, but the fact he's even running here, I think, suggests he's got a bit of an each-way chance. But I think overall, Roaring Mind should win that big race tomorrow, while Alpha Centauri will be very sharp priced to win the 5.25, the Mason Stakes. But after winning five Group 1 races in a row, let's hope she can continue along her merry way.
Yeah, that's going. They're going to be two, I suppose, of the highlight races tomorrow. But there's a load of other good races on the card. And the 4.25 at Leopardstown is the champions, or the KPMG Champions Juvenile Stakes Group 2. And I would imagine the Kevin Prendergast horse will take plenty of beating in this Merton.
Yeah, horse called Mad Moon. He certainly created a very favourable impression. I was actually at Leopardstown there a couple of weeks ago when he made his debut. There was plenty of chat about him early on that morning. He was back down from 7-1 to 7-2. And I have to say, he ran a most impressive winner, beating another horse he meets tomorrow, a horse called Sydney Opera House by a comfortable 3.5 lengths. That looked a very, very good performance, has to be said. Now, Sydney Opera House went on and won Sakura on his next starts, which is very good form. But it's no surprise, I think, to see that Dunnock O'Brien has chosen to ride a horse called Broom for Aidan O'Brien, who has a good record, obviously, in this race. This one was a good winner for Galway Festival over a mile. Didn't run all that well at York last time, but I have to say the stable at the time was probably just going through a sticky spell. I wouldn't be surprised to see Broom put it up to Mad Moon tomorrow, but the way Mad Moon won on that occasion, I'm hoping he can win again. I think he will be favoured about 7-4, 13-8. But the way he won last time was impressive, and I'm hoping he could be a very, very good horse in the future and he can win this one.
Yeah, definitely an exciting horse there for Kevin Prendergast. Over the course of the other couple of races, Martin, anything that stands out to you?
Yeah, in the 6 o'clock, I think a horse called Making Light for Dermot Weld and Declan McDonagh was a very impressive winner last time out at Cork. Could do with probably a little bit more rain than is probably forecast at the moment for Leopardstown, but I do think that she looks a very improved filly, and she might be able to take care of I Can Fly from the Aidan O'Brien yard. That one is a big danger for Ryan Moore. Didn't get the clearest run last time on 5th under Dunica at Tipperary a couple of weeks ago. That was a good effort, and I think she probably could be one to beat here, but I think Making Light has a very good chance. In the 4.55, Rostropovich was second Irish Derby early on the year, would probably be expected to win this one. I'm not quite sure he's probably as good as he looked on that occasion, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the older horse Stellar Mass for Jim Bulger run a very good race here. He's been rock solid form. I think he's a very good chance in the 4.55. That's a very interesting race, and as you say, the last race, the 7.10, one horse I particularly fancy here is a horse called Cyber Code for Joe Murphy. He finished second in the race last year. He runs off a much lower mark now. He hasn't been on the scoreboard this season, but he has won some good races. He's a nice strong style 5, and around 10 or 12 to 1, I think he's rock solid each way of value.
Yeah, definitely one to keep an eye on there. So, and of course, Joe Murphy's horses have been hitting form there over the last couple of weeks. And that's Saturday's action. What a fantastic card it is. And now we're going to switch our attention to Sunday's card at the Curragh Martin. It's an 8-race card getting underway at 2 o'clock.
That's right, and plenty of runners, and as you say, 4 Group 1 races. I suppose for the first time this year we had the Flying 5 Stakes as a Group 1, which has resulted in 9 runners, which is a bit of a help, alright. But I suppose the big race on the day is the Comer Group International Irish St. Ledger, and funny enough, Barry, this hasn't happened since I think 2005, but if Aidan O'Brien doesn't win this, it means he hasn't saddled a classic winner at all at the Curragh this season, which is very unusual. He's had a lot of seconds and thirds, but he hasn't had a winner. But I do think he's an extended chance here with a horse called Flag of Honour. He was a winner of the Curragh Cup on Derby weekend in late June. He also won the Ledger Trial over this course and distance a couple of weeks ago. He's a tough three-year-old, this fella. Three-year-olds have a sticky enough record in the Ledger over the years, but I think he's good enough probably to win this. The Irish Derby winner, La Trobe, for his son Joseph, and of course his other son Dunica, is going to be a kind of a Brian benefit here. He looks to be danger. La Trobe was a little bit disappointed in Judd Bont International last time over -1/4, but I think stepping up to -6 will suit him well, and he looks to be a big threat to Flag of Honour. John Guzzin has had a wonderful season. Obviously, he's obviously a top-class trainer, and Frankie Dettori comes over to ride Weekender, who is a very decent horse this fella. He was second to Ebor Handicap last time, and with a rating of 114, he should go pretty close. But I'm hoping that Flag of Honour come in for Aidan O'Brien and beat La Trobe, which is Joseph.
Yeah, there are some of the great races on Sunday, and of course, there's a couple of more as well. Martin, anything that tickles your fancy?
Well, in the fine five, I think I do like the English one here. Havana Gray was fifth in the Nunthorpe Stakes last time. Did win over this course and distance, the Sapphire Stakes here last month. And I think he's just a very solid sort of horse. We're expecting a bit of rain here on Saturday night, which could turn the ground a little bit on the soft side on Sunday. But I think he'd be able to handle that right. And he gets the vote to win the 3-5. In the two big races, the 2-2-0 race, the Migrosso Stakes, I think Joseph Bryan has won this race the last twice. He won it for his brother, a horse called Intrickly, in 2016. And last year, he won a horse called Happily. And he rides a horse here for his father called Just Wonderful, who won very well a couple of years ago over this course, over a mile. And I just think the form of that race has worked out pretty well. There's a couple of English riders here that have to be greatly respected, including Mark Johnson's Main Edition, who won very well at the at Royal Ascot early on the season. Beyond Reason is another one for Charlie Appleby, who's won her last two races in France and wouldn't handle any softest ground. But Skitter Scatter for the local trainer, Paddy Pendergast, would have a very good chance under Owen Whelan. This one has been a multiple winner already this season and would have a very good chance around 5-1. It promises to be a very good race. I just slightly prefer Just Wonderful. I think she's an improving filly and she might win this one. But the big clash then of the English and Irish trainers in the 4:15, the Gough St. Servine National Stakes, will be Aidan O'Brien's Anthony Van Dyke and Charlie Appleby's Quarto. Quarto has been unbeaten on his two runs to date. Very impressive winner at Newmarket in July. Beat a horse called Cape of Good Hope, who of course Aidan O'Brien trains and is a useful horse in his own right. But Quarto was very impressive on that occasion, and no surprise to see William Huey come over to ride him on Sunday. Anthony Van Dyke has been very impressed with his last couple of starts. He won his maiden down at Killarney, won a group race at Leopardstown, and then a couple of weeks ago won the Futurity Stakes here in battling style. I think he's a very good horse. He might just be good enough to beat Quarto, and what should be a tremendous struggle. I think it'll definitely be concerned these two, and it wouldn't surprise me if he went to a photo finish.
Yeah, some top class stars in opposition over the course of the 2 days, and most excited to see how they will fare out. And there's a big race as well across the water in Doncaster on Saturday. It's the 3:35. It's the William Hill St. Ledger, Group 1, of course, over 1.6 miles. And it's hard to separate the front two in the betting. And of course, the big Irish runner here is Kew Gardens, who will be ridden by Ryan Moore.
Well, yeah, he was a strong favourite for a long time for this race, I have to say, Barry. The way he ran into the Voltigeur Stakes last time, given a couple of pounds away, and finished a close-up third on that occasion. That was his first one for quite a while. That was a quite impressive performance, and I thought he would have little difficulty in justifying favouritism tomorrow. But John Gosden's decision to run this Lati Dar, who was most impressive winner at York a couple of weeks ago. Now, that was a really, really impressive performance, won by 10 lengths on that occasion. She wasn't expected to line up here in the Ledger. She was supposed to go for an ARC trial at Longsham on Sunday, but yesterday's decision to actually run her has shaken up the betting and shaken up the race in a big way. She was very, very impressive on that occasion. She would have been favourite for the Oaks early on in the season, but she got injured, and her participation tomorrow now has given Kew Gardens a much tougher job. There's no question about that. She was impressive, Lati Dar, and I suppose the way she won on that occasion with John Gosden, the way he's trained the winners this year as well, and of course he's the brilliant filly in Able as well. I think Lati Dar could be good enough to beat Kew Gardens. There are not too many fillies win this race, but when they do run it, they have a good record. And I think, you know, the fact that he's going for the Ledger suggests that she's capable of winning this.
Yeah, another great race to look forward to on Saturday. So, Martin, of course, it's a huge weekend. Of course, there'll be some big interest in all these great races. So, if you can point the listeners into a couple of winners, what are the best bets over the course of the weekend?
Well, it's all Saturday. Just give you one horse here. A horse called Internal Transfer in the 3:30. Third early on the week at the stall, Eric McNamara is doing very well, and his young son Connor claims £7 off his back. He's good each way chance there at a reasonable price. At Leopardstown, I definitely think Silver Code is an outstanding chance in the last race. I think everything is in favour for a good run. Well, earlier on the card, horse called Saracen Knight, the 3:50 for Aidan O'Brien and Dunica, has a good chance in a very open handicap there. At the Curra then on Sunday, definitely like the chances of a horse called Inscribe in the last race for Ger Lyons and Colin Keane. Beaten favourite at the Galway Festival, but stepping up to a minor quarter will suit him well. Andy Rain de Falls will very, very much be in his favour, and he's got a very good chance in that 6 o'clock race. And also in the 2:25, horse called Beautiful Morning. Hopefully the weather will be a beautiful morning on Sunday, and this one has a very good chance for Jess Garrington. She's got the favourite Azira to beat, but over a minor quarter with soft ground in her favour, she's got an outstanding chance as well.
Great stuff, fantastic preview as always, Martin. We're looking forward to the weekend's action, and thanks very much for joining us on today's programme. No doubt we'll be hearing more from you on next Friday's programme.
No problem, Tom Barry, take care of yourself. Thanks very much.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.